Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Wednesday, February 18th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are on page 20 of There Is a Solution, the second paragraph down. It is the purpose of this book to answer, and through one paragraph ending with summarize some points as we see them. Just the comments are on that one paragraph only. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Susan G., the 12 Traditions, Elaine S., and the readers of the text are Julie E. B., Penny L. C., and Leslie M. Share ID for Tuesday, February 17th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 23,217. That's 23217. And for Wednesday, this morning's meeting, February 18th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time is 23,219. That's 23219. Newcomer greeter today is Kathleen W. Our announcements person is Leslie M. Our OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Susan G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning, everybody. Susan G. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me give service in my past.
Thank you very much. That's Susan G. from Tennessee. And I will now ask Elaine S. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Mo. Can you hear me?
Very clearly.
Very good. Good morning, everyone. I'm Elaine S. in upstate New York, a compulsive overeater in recovery. These are the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me be of service. I pass.
Well, thank you very much. That's Aline S. from New York. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying, then press star 1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. And today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 20 of the chapter, There Is a Solution, the second paragraph down. It is the purpose of this book to answer through one paragraph ending with, summarize some points as we see them. And I will now ask Julie E.B. to read that paragraph and comment. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered, compulsive over and under eater. It is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. We shall tell you what we have done. Before going into a detailed discussion, it may be well to summarize some points as we see them. A short paragraph, but powerful. As I said, I'm Julie E.B., gratefully recovered compulsive over and under eater from Colorado Springs. And I love this paragraph because it points out my favorite part about this solution section. It's like Bill is drawing us in by saying you may have asked yourself why, but actually this paragraph points to what is actually in here. We never really get an answer, in my opinion, in this book about why. What I really need to know, and I spent decades trying to figure out the why, is how. And it is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. We shall tell you what we have done. That is how. What I have done is carried, you know, over 100 pounds overweight, released that by finding out my abstinent foods, ingredients, and behaviors, by finding a sponsor, by listening to this meeting, sometimes all of the hours, especially as I reprogram my brain, that first few years by working the steps, by reading the big book line by line, going over it with my sponsor, releasing so much resentment, fear, and shame in my fourth step to God and to another person, by continuing to work on my character defects and let God remove them as I am willing to take actions around them, and then continually living a life where I am making amends, and I'm trying to be of service, connecting with my higher power, working 10, 11, and 12. So for me, that's the detailed discussion. And people, you may be asking why, and if you are, feel free to call. But if you want to know how, also feel free to call, because if I wait until I figure out all the whys in my life, I get paralyzed. But if I know the how, I know how to reach out, I know how to connect with my higher power, I know how to release the feelings that are blocking me from the sunlight of the universe and of the spirit, you know, then I'm focused on the question right above this paragraph. What do I have to do? Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Hey, thank you very much, Julie E.B. from Colorado, for getting us started. I'll remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 20, and there is a solution, the second paragraph down. It is the purpose of this book to answer through one paragraph ending, summarize some points as we see them. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this short but full of information paragraph?
Hi, I'm Donna. I'll share.
Okay, what's your last initial, Donna?
B. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's all right. Donna B. Who else?
Aline S.
Polly Q.
Yeah, I got Aline S. Who was after Aline?
Polly Q.
Polly Q?
Yes, Polly Q.
I got you. Was there someone else in there?
Sherry H.M.
Okay, got you, Sherry.
Kelly H., North Carolina.
Kelly H. Anyone else? So I'll tell you who I have. I have Donna B., Aline S., Polly Q., Sherry H.M., and Kelly H. Anyone else in this group? All right. Everyone mute, please, except Donna B., and tell us where you're calling from, Donna.
Hi, I'm Donna B., and I'm calling from Massachusetts. How's everybody today? Thank you for being here. Well, this is a short paragraph, but it says a lot, you know. We are truly compulsive overeaters. Once we start eating, because of the allergy, because of the twist of the mind, the mental obsession, we cannot stop. We are wired differently when it comes to food. And that's why the main words of this paragraph, we shall tell you what we have done. And I think for me, it's taking action, listening to others, having a sponsor, you know, working the program. And thank you all.
Well, thank you very much. That's Donna B. from Massachusetts. Up next is Aline S., followed by Polly Q. Good morning, Aline.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service. I am Aline S. in New York. And I just love that when right out of the gate, I hear something that just clicks, like it hits direct center for me. And I love that this is a program of how, because I spent a lot of time in my recovery looking at the why. And not that it kept me from being abstinent, but it definitely kept me from progressing in these steps. And not until I came here, started listening to these meetings, found a sponsor who brought me through the steps expeditiously, did I realize how dishonest my thinking was and how most of the time the why is me. And the only way, the only cure for that is for me to work the how. And I have just been in a lot of overwhelm in life in general, battling some illness, some physical illness. And really, I can get in, it's so much easier to get in my head when I'm not feeling well. But I am just constantly reminded of my how here, and that the only antidote for my self-centered thinking is service. And the only antidote for my default negativity, which I never would have claimed ever. I would have told you I was the most positive, enthusiastic person. And that's not true. That's not true. My mind can get so busy. But here, the how keeps me honest. I love my 10-step, my spot inventory and my nightly inventory. And I'm just so grateful for all of you and for the message, for the meeting. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you very much. That's Aline S. from New York. Up next is Polly Q., followed by Sherry H.M. Good morning, Polly.
Good morning, moderator. Thank you so much for your service. This is Polly Q. in Northern California. I have to summarize a few points about what I've done. The first thing I had to do was admit that nothing I had tried worked. There were no diets that worked. I was in Al-Anon, so I did the fourth step, and I had to admit to myself, I guess, first, that I'm an addict. I had to admit to myself that maybe this wasn't a diet problem. Maybe this wasn't a weight problem. Maybe this was an addiction to food. I had to admit to that. Then I had to admit that, okay, since the spiritual solution was helping me in one program, maybe the spiritual solution would help me in another. So I went to OA meetings. And there I found out that I had to work the steps, and I had to find out that I couldn't work the steps in one program and have it work with another problem. You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't carry over. You can't transfer credits. To admit that years later, I started white knuckling abstinence, and I had to admit I needed a food plan. I got that food plan, and then I had to admit that somehow I wasn't, I thought I wasn't willing enough. I thought I wasn't, I didn't have the right perfect food plan. I just needed to do more and more. But really what I was trying to do, and I didn't realize it, was I was trying to take over. You know, I wasn't really willing to work these steps as it designated in the big book. It all was a process. Nobody was to blame. I had to go through that. And then I had to admit that that I was ready to work these steps in a way that I had never worked them before. That was to include daily working at 10, 11, and to work 12. That's why we get into sponsoring right away as soon as we have achieved, we've worked the steps with a sponsor and we are abstinent, then we start working with 11, 12. 10 is steps 1 through 9 on a daily basis, because on a daily basis I have to surrender. And I've been recovered for 8 years. I never thought that would happen. I was in the program of OA for many, many years. So that's the how and the why of it. It's the steps, the steps, the steps. It still is every day, and admitting every day, I am a food addict, period. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That's Polly Q from Northern California. Up next is Sherry H.M., followed by Kelly H. After Kelly, I'm going to take another lineup of names. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you so much for your service, and thank you to everybody out there. You guys have saved my life for 11 and a half years. So today is my actual birthday, and it's also 11 and a half years of, of the program. And by the grace of God, he has saved me from... My king was sugar, and I haven't had it in 11 and a half years today, and I could not imagine my life without, especially sugar. Obviously, there were some other foods too, but I could not imagine it. I mean, I did not really want to live without sugar, yet here I am. And I don't give a rip about it. And I remember the first birthday, I was all freaked out because we go to a restaurant usually that, that it includes dessert and everything. And oh my gosh, I was just like fear, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Like it was the end of the world. And God is so good because they brought me a wonderful thing, a bowl of fruit in this most beautiful bowl, and it was even mangoes, and I used to live in Maui, and so I love mangoes. And anyway, it does work, like the book says, God did for me what I couldn't do for myself. I had to surrender, because I was going to die in the food. I thought, how can I be, a successful person, to the outside world, and then yet, this sugar thing, it's like, I just didn't get it. How come I just wanted to, stuff myself with sugar? But by working the steps, oh my gosh, and picking up the phone, the heaviest object in the universe, and I love how our book, talks about, resentment is the number one offender. It kills more alcoholics, or for me, food addicts, than anything else. Oh my gosh, then it owns me, right? And now, working through any fears that come up, any resentments, and all these other things, dishonesty, self-seeking, I love the third step prayer because it's not about me. It's about, I don't use this language to pray, but it's about thee. It's about how can I serve God and people. So anyway, have a wonderful, blessed day. And I pass and I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much, Sherry H.M., and happy birthday to you. Before I take Kelly, let me remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 20 in There Is a Solution, the second paragraph down. It is the purpose of this book to answer. And it ends with, summarize some points as we see them. And after Kelly, I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. This is Kelly H. from North Carolina. I'm a compulsive overeater. And starting day 3 of total abstinence. So I have been in program since December 2020. Had great recovery the first 14 months. And then my program started to wane, and I absolutely got back into food. And then I have had several stops. I've been to conferences, I've listened to meetings, stopped listening to meetings, started taking medications, going to the gym, and letting some old things and outside things kind of come in and get some space between me and God. And when I read this paragraph,
page 20, second paragraph, right? It is so grounding to come back to what this book is supposed to be about. I, in my own trouble, will constantly be trying to come up with a solution, come up with the more complicated way, it seems. The new thing is 10 times more complicated than just staying the course. And I don't mean that in a condemning way, but I just mean that when my compulsion takes over, I will do anything but simple. And I've had the recent example of parenting a 19-year-old who is trying to do everything but the one simple thing that's being expected of him to do. And I have had the greatest consternation with kind of coming behind him and making sure he stays the course. But I think meanwhile, God has been coming behind me saying, Kelly, you need to stay the course. I have this amazing grace through this little blue book in my case, and just follow the book. And it's not a condemning, unloving, harsh thing. It's a loving reminder that there's guardrails. And I love that, yes, there's some assurance that detailed discussions are going to happen, like between me and my new sponsor, who I'm so grateful for. But before all of that starts, just stay connected to the book. What do I do that's like Bill? What do I want like Bill? And what can I gain as a result of following the precepts, the 12 steps here? And those are really grounding thoughts. With that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. That's Kelly H., and she's from North Carolina. Although we value your experience. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing. That you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph, page 20, second paragraph down? It is the purpose of this book to answer, and it ends with summarize some points as we see them. Who would like
Gayla?
To share?
Gayla?
Gayla. I got Gayla. Who was after her?
Susanna A.
Susanna A.
Michelle A.C.
Michelle A.C.
Tuba K.
Who was that?
Tuba K.
T-U-B-A. And then K at the end? K, and that's the last initial?
Cool.
Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. All right, I think we have a lineup here. If some I didn't get last initials, Gayla, Susanna, Michelle A.C., Tuba K., and Jordan L. Anyone else in this lineup? All right, we'll start with Gayla. Good morning, Gayla. Give me your last initial and where you are calling from.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gayla S., and I live in Los Angeles. Thank you, Dr. Thank you to many years that I've been in. Thank you for the progress that this book has brought to my life. When I entered the doors of OA, it was all about the food. The how-tos have taken me to truly a new way of life and a life beyond my wildest dreams. The how-tos have put my hand in the hand of God. It has brought me freedom from the food obsession, one day at a time. It has brought me freedom and joy and peace. it has brought me, the house have brought me to good relationships, better relationships, rewarding relationships, peaceful relationships. It has brought me to taking care of my body, 3 meals a day for me. That may not apply to everyone, but it has brought a miraculous change to how I view my body, how I take care of my body, my mind, my spiritual life. It has totally transformed my life. I used to say that program incorporated within it every single mode of therapy that is out there, talk therapy, learning about my beginnings in this life, the kind of home I grew up in, the things I was taught, the harms that were done, and how to get beyond those harms, how to grow, how to break out of self-absorption. So I could go on and on. Thank you so much for your presence, your lives, your examples. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That was, was that Gayla S?
That's Gayla.
Right, now we have Susanna.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Mo. This is Susanna A. from Los Angeles. I just had to raise my hand on this. My grand sponsor from another program, New Bill W., no longer with us, but she would always say to me, the why is none of your business. The why is none of your business. And I would, like, I can hear her voice. I could hear it. And, I didn't, of course, fully understand that, but I just nod and go, okay. But today, I understand it. Like that, I think about it, the how is experiential, right? The how is surrender. The how is like taking directed action and following, and then I get these results. And the why is ruminating. It is self. It is, me viewing the world as a problem I need to solve. And whenever I go into the how, it usually involves connection or pulling somebody else in or falling into the safety net. And I'm so grateful, for the magnificent people that have gone before who can share their experience, wisdom, and strength, interpreting the big book. Because I need help interpreting these things. I don't know what I don't know. But things do unfold, and I have to lean into the experience of the program and taking action, and I love that. So, once again, Susanna A., Los Angeles, with that I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susanna A. from California. Up next is Michelle A.C., followed by Tuba K. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Mo. This is Michelle A.C., gratefully recovered in Boulder, Colorado. And I love this paragraph so much because I was very much a why person for my whole life. And I'm one of those people who, I didn't come into the program looking for a spiritual experience, but I spent my life looking for a spiritual experience. I did not expect to find it in program. I expected to find some explanations, I think, in program for what was going on in my brain and my body. And in fact, what I found was being rocketed into the fourth dimension, which was not at all what I was looking for. But the reason that I love this paragraph is because I feel like, people say Bill Wilson took a writing course, so that he would understand how to write before he jumped into this book. And he goes through all the normal questions that a journalist would go through: who, what, when, where, why, right? And the who is us identifying in. So he's describing in the next few pages, like, who are the alcoholics? What do they look like, right? And that helps us identify in what, like, what do they do? What does it look like? And what are we going to do? Okay, great, right? Those are actually the simple spiritual toolkit that's about to be laid at our feet. How we get, this is exactly what we did. We get a textbook, a basic text for how to conduct ourselves as people, as recovered compulsive overeaters. And then why? She's like, nope, not our question, right? And I've heard people say, why is the question that's above my pay grade? It's in God's realm, not mine. And were I to start to try to answer why questions, I'm starting to do God's job as opposed to doing God's will. So I just love this idea that we're going to learn who we are, what we, you know, what alcoholism or overeating is, you know, how to do the 12th step, and that's going to be our simple spiritual toolkit. And something that I've been looking for my entire life, which was a deeper spiritual connection to this beautiful, amazing world that I've been placed in, filled with God's children who I couldn't reach because there was all this stuff in the way. And that I set out maybe at the beginning of the book to find out what the heck compulsive overeating was and why me. And I stopped asking why me and started asking the questions like when and how, and ended up with the thing I always wanted. So I think in that he learns so much and he uses it so well to help guide us along this path that we probably are a little too stubborn to want to go down any other way. So that's what I've got. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's Michelle A.C. from Colorado. Up next is Tuba K., followed by Jordan L. After Jordan, we may have a little more time for a few more shares. Good morning, Tuba.
Hello, everyone. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Hello. Okay, thank
yes.
you so much.
Yes.
I'm Tuba from Turkey, and I'm really so glad that I could finally push that button and do my first share, and it is really incredible to hear everybody on the line and to feel like I'm finally a part of something, because I every day hear so many amazing people sharing their recovery, sharing their experience, and it is just so amazing, so uplifting, and I'm myself trying to come back from a relapse, and I'm very early in my abstinence and in my step work, and it is so important for me to be humble and come to this line and ask the question, what do I have to do? Because I relate so much to everybody. I'm in that position where I'm constantly trying to figure it out, constantly resentful and asking to myself, like, why do I have to do this? Why do I have this disease? Why is just, it is always about me and me and me, and it's happening to me, and people are doing it to me. And I'm always looking for something, someone to blame. But I am so grateful that when I come here, even though it's really hard to be humble and say, okay, you know, like, I'm the one to blame, maybe I have to take the responsibility. But I am glad that there are people that share their experience and their recovery, and I am so glad to have fellows that encourage each other and just help me so much. And I'm overall so grateful. So thank you, everyone. With that, I will pass.
Well, thank you very much, Tuva K., and welcome and congratulations all the way from Turkey. And up next is Jordan L., but before I take Jordan L., let me remind everybody where we are. We're on page 20. There is a solution. The second paragraph down, it is the purpose of this book to answer through one paragraph ending, summarize some points as we see them. After Jordan, I'll take a few more names. Good morning, Jordan.
Hey, good morning, Mo. Thanks for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado, and very grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. These are, I guess I just wanted to come on and point out that these are really important paragraphs that are coming up. Bill's talking about, like, summarizing some points, right? So that, like, saying this is stuff that we have to understand before we can kind of, like, jump into the directions or the steps or jump into taking some action. And it's really important we talk a lot in here about like self-knowledge is not the solution, or self-knowledge avails us nothing. And that's true. Like self-knowledge doesn't get me anything but some knowledge. That's it, right? But what I have found is that it is really important to understand these things, that this understanding serves as a foundation for the steps, that this knowledge may not be the solution, but it is important that I understand it before I jump into the solution and I start taking the steps and taking some action, you know? And really understanding the difference between a moderate eater and a heavy eater and the real compulsive overeater. And I say that because when I came back into OA and I started studying the big book with a vision for you, this knowledge, this understanding, it's what propelled me into step one. It's what got me to a place where I was willing to admit that I was this real compulsive overeater, you know? And that admittance is what propelled me into step two, where I was willing to seek a power greater than myself. Candidly, because I knew I was screwed. There was no way I was going to stay abstinent long term without some kind of power. I definitely was not going to do it on my own willpower. I had tried. I had given it everything I had. And I got a lot of willpower. I can do some pretty wonderful things with all that willpower. But this was not one of them. So having that understanding served me well. So thanks for letting me share. I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much. That's Jordan L. from Colorado. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So I believe I have time for two more shares, possibly three.
Larry G.
Dorita P.
Okay, I got Larry G. and Dorita P. I think that's all I'll take. I think that'll close us out. Okay. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Bo. And if I start coughing, somebody else will have to take my place. Bravo to the last speaker. I do need to know why. I have to know the why. I have to have that question answered. And the answer is in the doctor's opinion. The doctor says, the reason I am a compulsive eater or an alcoholic is because I like the effect. I like the effect of food. More of it, the better. Volume, volume, volume. One piece of cake was never enough. And I followed that prescription into the gates of insanity. And, welcome to the member from Turkey. You know, the new people who come this line who have been beaten to submission really get this. You can really hear the difference in people's voices. And if you're new in this program, the folks in this call know what they're doing. They know what they're saying. The experiences that they have had have led them here. And I'm one of them. I came from the traditional fellowships that worked for me for 20 years. They stopped working. And these are the process type of groups where there's no direction. Yeah, the only way you know you're in OA meeting is that there's literature on the table. And people talk about, they weave their recovery story around the problem of the week. And occasionally they'll have to have, like myself, have to have comfort food to get through that problem of the week. And it's okay, as long as I get back on, well, that worked for 20 years until it didn't work. So what had to happen for me is I had to be beaten in submission. I had no other options. When I came to this call in May of 2020, I had my first sponsor, and this sponsor is 5'3", I'm 6'3", and this sponsor absolutely just dismantled my denial around my disease. And we started with the doctor's opinion. I agree with the last speaker that I think we do a disservice to our members by going quickly into solution, because I didn't know what the problem was. I knew the problem was an alcoholic, but I didn't know what the problem is as a compulsive eater. Today, I am free of the obsession. I am neutral around food. I am maintaining over 100 pounds. I have a life beyond my wildest imagination. I have the best sponsor in the world. My sponsor today, I trust this person with my life. And I have been totally honest for the first time with this individual around food. And I've surrendered. I'm going through another surrender process right now of some foods that I just no longer, my body no longer could tolerate that were at, they were originally green light foods when I came to this fellowship, but today they no longer work. And I don't want to give them up, but I'm releasing to God, and I am free from it. And I want to tell you, I celebrated my 6th abstinent birthday in February, and with that, I will pass it back to you, Mo. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, and happy birthday to you, Larry. And up next is Dorita P.
Thank you. Thank you, Mo. My name is Dorita Pippen. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm really grateful to be here. It's a privilege and honor to be at a meeting of Overeaters Anonymous. Everybody do not get this opportunity for whatever reason. And so I'm really grateful I have a seat here. Yes, it says, what do I have to do? It is the purpose of this book to answer such questions specifically. We shall tell you what we have done. And the first thing that they told me, and you know, the previous years have talked about it too. What they did first was discovered that they had a problem, and so they shared that discovery. They shared that discovery with me because I always thought that I just didn't have enough willpower, because that's what they all talked about. You know, not enough willpower. Pull yourself up, you know, with your bootstraps and get back on it Monday or the first of the month or first of the year. But I'm so grateful that I found out that, you know, it's not about that. And I'm not a bad person trying to get well. And I'm powerless over food. I'm totally, totally powerless over food. And that's good for me to know. That's good for me to know. In fact, nobody else has to know except for me, you know, because, you know, you have people saying, well, you know, they just don't understand. And they're going to talk about that in the next paragraph. They just don't understand. But it's not even my job to make them understand, as long as I understand, as long as I know. And so, yeah, so like I said, the first thing they did was to tell me what their discovery was, which was, you know, powerless over food. And not only powerless over food, but they told me why I was powerless. I have a twofold disease. And the main thing they shared with me that, yes, the title of this chapter, There is a Solution. And that was good news to me. And lastly, I'll just say that, you know, the solution was not just a food plan, but it was God. It was God, and I was foreign to that idea as well. So I'm really grateful. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Dorita P., and she is from Ohio. And that will round out our shares for today. Thank you all for just giving us information on the hows and the whys. All right. So we will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Penny L.C. to read A Vision for You. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Mo. This is Penny L.C., Grateful Recovered Compulsive Overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.